Welcome, I. And we will go on to 12-2105, United States of America versus Michael Sam. Oh, yeah. And it's going to be Mr. Kavanaugh. Hi, Mr. Kavanaugh. Come on up.
May it please the courts. My name is Joseph Kavanaugh, and I represent Mr. Samoa in this appeal. Mr. Samoa is serving 84 months in the Bureau of Prisons for his participation in a large-scale fraud. We're here today to contest the enhancements that were imposed upon Mr. Samoa, an enhancement under 3B1A for a four-level enhancement as a leader organizer, and in addition, an obstructing enhancement, a two-level enhancement.
You know, I was very interested in your argument because your argument concerning the enhancement as an organizer really appears to rely more on the amount of interaction between Samoa and the participants rather than the nature of that interaction. But isn't only the nature of it relevant?
Judge, I think that what actually distinguishes leaders and organizers from supervisors, managers, or participants is whether or not there's control or decision-making authority. And I think that that really is what the common theme of the cases and the circuits have been holding, and what practically every decision that I've reviewed has includes.
But those cases, I mean, control isn't necessity. It's not a requirement. It's just one of the factors that has to be looked at according to the application note. And here, he came up with the scheme. He recruited the other people. He instructed them on how the scheme would work. I mean,
Judge,
have to be organizer who controlled everything.
Well, Judge,
directed
actually,
everything.
I apologize. Judge, actually, Anderson case, the 2009 case from the Seventh Circuit, says that without control or decision-making authority, this enhancement shouldn't be applied.
And it's he started the whole thing.
No, Judge, he did not start. Mr. Voltman started it.
They worked together. They started together.
Well, Judge, Mr. Voltman was the insider. Obviously, Mr. Samoa, who the only thing he ever did in his life is count pill bottles in inventory service and try to become a professional baseball player.
He planned the scheme with Mr. Voltman.
Judge, Mr. Voltman planned it. Mr. Samoa was the one he approached, and Mr. Samoa was the first one involved in it.
Well, and then he recruited the participants. He instructed them as what they were required to do.
Judge,
even if he never did anything after that, isn't that enough to make
it? Because
organized?
The only person that he ever recruited, and if you use that term, and obviously the courts. Ms. Zetcha. The only person.
She recruits others. I mean, it's a chain of.
Well, right, Judge, but
naughtiness.
Well, absolutely, Judge, and that's why he's being punished, Judge, because of his participation in the scheme.
He also instructed the participants as how to divide the money.
Right.
Judge, actually, that was, again, communicated from Mr. Voltman. And Beverly Zietz was the only person that he ever brought this case to initially.
So he didn't
Beverly
recruit
Zietz.
Anthony Palermo?
No, Judge, Mr. Palermo worked with Mr. Samoa, and Mr. Palermo, 3 or 4 years later, they had put in an inventory bid at Caldwell Banker. Mr. Boatman told them that succeed. They all knew each other.
And Samoa and Palermo created two companies, the phony companies, AJP and MSAP, to get paid for the fake printing job. I mean, I don't know how you can make this argument with a straight face, really, that he wasn't involved and that he wasn't, I mean, an integral part of this thing.
Judge, exactly, Judge. The extent of he was involved, that is certainly true that he had, as the court said, his neck up, and he said he was up to his neck in it. But the courts never say anyone who's, like, for instance, the Wilson-Moy case, Judge, that's the case where a person was involved for 12 years. From beginning to end, the only English-speaking people in the on-long gambling case who, and his leader-organizer was denied. They said no. For 12 years, this man participated in bribing people from the 21st District for the On-Long Gambling Association, which is cited in my brief, and the court said no, he didn't have control or decision-making authority. So he's being punished the fact that he made money from this. And Judge, the thing is after this began, the judge said that this was a simple scheme. Once it began, there was no need for control, no need for decision-making authority. And as and what he called him was a delivery boy. And he was a delivery boy. The judge says he was a delivery boy. He was up to his neck, which we agree, because he participated for several years and made a lot of money that he shouldn't have made, but he's being punished under the guidelines for that. He said he's a delivery boy, but everybody was a delivery boy. All the five people delivered checks back and forth. One, and two, the courts say in Litchfield that the leader-organizer enhancements are not for essential people. So a delivery boy, just like in all these cases that come down from the Seventh Circuit regarding delivery boys and drug conspiracies, they may be an essential part, but there's no leader-organizer.
Yeah, but the problem is the two of them, Volkman and Somalia, came up with the idea to have the sham companies created. So they got a structure set up. So, no, he didn't have to think any more about how to control people or how to direct, because they set up the foundation, how the thing was going to run, and then they executed.
Because
and just because you executed can't get you out of being the originator of the idea and setting up the whole scheme recruiting people.
But even in, like, for instance, the Fourchette case, that was a case that was similar, Judge. Fourchette case, they said that the organizer, the person within the company, Bennett, who had control, like Boatman did, came to Fourchette and said, find some people that in the company that want to make false claims checks. And he did that. On 32 occasions, and they denied leader or organizer status on that person. He participated in it, Judge, and he may have been essential, but Litchfield says that leaders and organizers are different from essential people that may do more, that every person who's involved in a conspiracy or fraud or theft, just because they did more than someone else. But here, Volkman was the one that had to do everything to figure out how to get these false invoices paid through Caldwell Banker. And he was the one who's the one with the education. He was the one who came to Samoa and brought this to him. He was just another participant that had more additional participation in this. And we submit that in the absence, based upon all the Seventh District cases, even in the Figueroa case, it said that there's a distinction. Managers and supervisors tell people what to do and make sure they do it. And it's different than, as the Judge Grady found, one-time instructions that Mr. Samoa passed on.
Save some time.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. You brought back a lot of memories with that On Leon case, I'll tell you. I went back 26, 27 years. Okay. Hi. Ms. Woodall.
Good morning. May it please the court.
Sure.
My name is Myrta Woodall for the United States. I want to address first the issue of the leader-organizer enhancement. And I would say that
as you do, let's hear the evidence that you think shows that he participated in drawing up the plans, as opposed to just being a mouthpiece for Volkman.
Well, Your Honor, in the plea agreement, the defendant admitted that he, along with Volkman, devised the scheme to defraud Caldwell Banker together. So that is part of the record, and that's what the district court considered when it found that the leadership organizer enhancement did apply. But that was only one of the things that he did, obviously. He also gave himself the role of recruiting the people that were going to create the sham corporations, and he did recruit Ms. Seitz and Mr. Palermo. He directed those individuals to create the sham corporations. He instructed them as to how the scheme would be perpetrated and how to divide the funds. For a time, he managed the funds by taking the checks created by Volkman to Ms. Seitz, and then she would divide up the funds and give them to the defendant, and he would obviously forward them to Volkman and keep a quarter for himself. So when Ms. Seitz actually wanted to add an individual to the scheme, she checked with the defendant, Mr. Samoila, and not with Volkman, and Mr. Samoila was actually the one who involved the other individual in the scheme. He himself created two sham corporations with Mr. Palermo, and continued to perpetrate the fraud with him and give himself a quarter of every payment. So he basically profited more from the scheme than any other party other than Volkman. These are the things that the district court looked at in order to impose the sentencing guideline, and obviously it did not clearly err because it gave a very detailed discussion of each of the different factual elements that it considered in order to impose that enhancement. And as this court has previously held in United States versus Watts, for example, the district court is not required to find all the factors listed in Note 4. They're not required to give equal weight to each factor, and that is exactly what happened here. I would also note that counsel mentioned that he gave at most one-time instructions, but in cases such as must-read, it doesn't matter how long you're in an organizer role if you're in the scheme, as long as you have played that role in the scheme, that is sufficient to find that that enhancement applies. Regarding the issue of control, although there is a mix of authority, as defendant mentioned, the pervasive view is that the district court is not required to find that control. It's necessary, as I mentioned before, the court can give different weights to each of the factors in the note. And in cases where the court has found that a person is specifically an organizer, control is not necessary as long as the person plays a pivotal role in getting the ball rolling on the scheme, which in this case is what happened. Samoila was actually the point person outside of Caldwell Banker that made this scheme possible by recruiting the individuals, by making sure that they knew what to do, by instructing them as to how this was going to occur. Even if this court finds that control is necessary, in this case, even the minimal amount of control exercised here would be sufficient to find that the enhancement applies. Just to briefly touch on the issue of the obstruction of justice enhancement, the district court committed no clear error where the facts showed the corporate minutes were created specifically to show that these companies were engaged in a legitimate business. Specifically, what happened was that Palermo and Samoila came up with the story that they were going to say that these companies were fooled by Mr. Volkman into believing that they were actually doing legitimate work, and that was the reason why the notes were created, and that the fact that they had no effect on the ultimate result of the investigation is not relevant, as this court has held in two cases, Griffin and Francis. So prejudice to the government is not required in order to impose this enhancement. And if there are no further questions,
thank you.
We would just ask this court respectfully to affirm the conviction and sentence of the court.
Thank you. 1 minute. Yeah.
Judge, there is just one unintentional error on the government's part regarding when Bevisites asked the persister to become involved. It was clear at the sentencing, clear in the grand jury and everything, that he had to talk to Mr. Volkman, that he had no control to do that. That's just one point I want to clarify, because the state's mentioned that that he actually approved the sister, and he did not. He was a conduit, no doubt about that. Judge, I just want to briefly mention what the government said regarding the obstruction of justice. If you look at the minutes, they are actually a compilation of statements that they say that they made to the government regarding what happened. The court under the note 4G says that they have, and if that's the case, if it's a non-sworn statement to a law enforcement officer and they tender these to the FBI, they have to significantly obstruct or impede the investigation. The state's conceded in their brief that this, and in their arguments at the district court, that never happened. And if that never happened, and these are statements, because they asked him, the minutes, that's the only thing they didn't have was the minutes, everything else, and they never hid from Volkman. Volkman was an officer. They tendered those to the government. Why would they want to obstruct if they tendered that to the government? They even mention in the minutes that Volkman, we have to find out what Volkman's impact or what he did is going to occur on us. But based upon 4G, Judge, that didn't significantly obstruct the government's investigation. They conceded that, and therefore that obstruction should not lie. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks to all. Case taken under advisement.